Inyan Shir Hashirim Perek Dalid. We are up to Pasuk Yud Beis. In the Rav Ravda version is on page Reish Sadi Hey. I don't know where it is in the blue version. Let's just read the Pasuk and then with Rashi to start. Reish Sadi Hey. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Beis, Gan No'ul Achoisi Chalo. A closed garden is again Achoisi Chalo. Gal Na'ul, Mayon Chosum. So Rashi says, Gan Na'ul Hashem Tznius B'nois Yisrael, Shein Portzois Barayis. It's like a closed garden. It's only the Baal is able to get, the owner can get into the garden. So too, it's teaching us of the Tznius of Kla Yisrael, Shein, of the B'nois Yisrael, Shein Portzois Barayis, that they were not Prutzim Barayis, and they were like a closed garden only to their husband. Gal Noel, what's a gal? It says Rashi Yesh Lefarish Loshin Mayon. It is the Loshin of a spring. A gal is really like a wave. But Rashi is saying it's a Loshin of a Mayon, a spring. Kimoi brings a pasuk in Yeshua, Gulois, Ilyois, and we'll see that in the Gain as well. The Yesh Lefarish, some say Loshin Shar. Rashi says a second shot, gal is a Loshin of a Shar of a gate, and in Aramis he brings a Gemara that it says Treiku Gali to close the gate. So you see, it's a lashon of a gate. So it's a locked gate. And Mayan Chasum, Rashi doesn't say anything on that, but Mayan is a spring Chasum that is sealed. So we have all different types of descriptions of things that are closed and locked up and sealed. And Rashi is saying it's the shvach of most of the Mevarshim say it's the shvach of the Bnei Yisrael and the Indian of Tznius. So the Gaon says as follows. The Gaon says, Pirish, ki b'teresh ha-biksav hu Tanakh. So the Gaon says that we're referring to Torah here, not like the other Mefarshim, and it's referring to teresh ha-biksav, which is Tanakh. V'zeh shomar gan no'ul, v'hu Torah shebohen gan storim. Torah has 53 parshias. So he's saying Torah is made up of Tanakh, but the first part of the pasuk is referring to Torah Shebiksav, which is the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, which has 53 Siddarim to them. And we'll talk about that in a moment. It says the guy in Torah Shebiksav is locked. He can't, it's very hard to understand. It's very locked, very, very, on its own, you can't understand. So a couple things here. The first thing is that we have to understand that the Gaon starts off and says we're talking about Tanakh here. Tanakh is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and we'll get to the description of Nevi'im and Ksuvim in a moment. Now, according to the way we explained, according to the Gaon's talking about when we came into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's Achoisi Chala. Kala is always when we come into Eretz Yisrael, and we're talking about the Milas of Kla Yisrael when they come into Eretz Yisrael. So now, if we're talking about Tanakh, L'chaira, Torah we had, but Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Klal Yisrael didn't have when they came into Eretz Yisrael. L'chaira, that happened after Yeshua died, they got Yeshua, so on and so forth. Throughout history, we got Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So what are we talking about that we're talking about in this Pasuk Tanakh if we're just entering into Eretz Yisrael? So the truth is, this is a Pasuk we had recently in Shmais Chav Dalid, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. It says over there that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go up to Har Sinai, and Hashem told him, "Vetna lecha, I'm going to give you lucha iso even va'teira va'mitzvah asher kasafti lohi roisam." So the Gemara Bracha tells us, lucha is the saras hadibris. Teira is mikra. Rashi says that means chumash. Hamitzvah zu mishnah. So giving a mishnah. Asher kasafti that I wrote, zok the Gemara, Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim, that's referring to Nevi'im Uksuvim, Melamed Shekulam Nitna L'Moshe Mitzinai. So you see that even Nevi'im Uksuvim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai, and the Lashon of the Gaon over there, Masech Tebrachas, is that they were all written for Moshe Mitzinai, V'nitna Kol Echad B'Shaitai. Then they were given over to Klal Yisrael later in each Tkufa as it happened. And in fact, as we get closer, it's already Adar Rishon, Megillas Esther, even Megillas Esther, the Gaon in Megillas Esther writes that even Megillas Esther, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Misinai, And he says, a remez to that, as it says in the Megillah, V'kibel ha-Yehudim. V'kibel ha-Yehudim. V'kibel is a lashon yachid, and ha-Yehudim is a lashon rabbim. So Zok Tegoin, it's a remez on Moshe Rabbeinu that was shokul keneged kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was equated to all of Klal Yisrael. So v'kibel, even though he was a yachid, being mekabelit, ha-Yehudim, Moshe Rabbeinu, shokul keneged kol Yisrael. It says there was, the Midrash says, there was one woman who had 600,000 children. Because I'll say, what the Parshim say, it wasn't her, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. She was shakal keneged kol Yisrael. So that's a remez that even Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel Megillas Esther from Sinai. So that's what the Gaon is saying over here, that even though we're entering Eretz Yisrael now, and we, Klal Yisrael, perhaps, have not received the Nevi'im Ksuvim, but they did exist. They existed. Moshe Rabbeinu had been mekabel them from Sinai. But Rebbe wants to say another chiddush, also based on a shtickel from the Megillah that we've said in our Megillah Esther Shiurim. So, what's that? The Gemara Bava Basra, when it goes through the list of Nevi'im Ksuvim, who wrote them? So the Gemara says over there that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila wrote Sefer Yechezkel, Treyasar, Daniel, and Megillas Esther. So Rashi says, I don't understand something. L'chaira, how come Yechezkel, who said Nevuah in Galus, how come he didn't write his own Sefer? Why did he have to wait till Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came back to Eretz Yisrael by Bayisheni for them to write Yechezkel? So he says, Rashi says, "Im loy mipnei shaloi nitna nevua likasa b'chutz laaretz." So Rashi says the reason is because nevua was not given to be written down in chutz laaretz. Nevua could only be written down in Eretz Yisrael. So they had to wait for those nevuas to wait till they got back to Eretz Yisrael, and then they were able to write it down. And that's the same thing, say, for Daniel and Megillas Esther as well, says Rashi. So L'charis Mavur from Rashi, the Megillas Esther, was written after Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael for Binyan Bayisheni. So the very famous Briskarov, that the Briskarov asks, the L'chaira, is brought down in the Midrashim in Seder Olam, and Rashi brings it down even in the Megillah, that says that the next year, at the exact time, Esther wrote down everything that happened, and they made it as a yontif for everyone to have Kriyas Megillah on the mitzvahs of Purim. So L'chaira, was a year later, they were already reading Megillah's Esther in Galus. It's long before they got back, not long before, but a little bit before they got back to Eretz Yisrael. So when was Megillah's Esther written? Did Esther write it down? Esther write it down with Mardchai and made it as a yontif for Klal Yisrael? Or did that only happen, Megillas Esther, once we got back to Eretz Yisrael with Anshei Knesset HaGdoila? So the Gaon says that, the Briskarov famously says that there's two dinim in Megillas Esther. One din is a din of Persumei Nisa, meaning Esther wrote down the Megillah as an igeres, and Klal Yisrael had a mitzvah to read Megillas Esther, Lefarsim es Hanes. To be Persumei Nisa, that's what the Yontif of Megillas Esther is all about. But the Megillah did not yet have a din of Kisvei Kaidish. Now Kisvei Kaidish has halachas to it. You have to write it on Shuris, you have to write it on Klaf. There's all different halachas to Kisvei Kaidish, how you're able to write it. That it didn't have yet until they got back to Eretz Yisrael. When they got back to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that Esther sent a message to the Chachamim, Kisvuni Lidairis. Write me down for generations. What do you mean Kisvun Lidairis? You already wrote the Megillah. Klal Yisrael, you made a yontif of Purim. Everyone's reading the Megillah. What's Kisvun Lidairis? She was asking that her Megillah should be included in Kisvei Kaidish, but that could only happen in Eretz Yisrael. That's how they answer the question. We spoke about this by the Megillah, that the Briskarov says, L'chaira, the Gemara asks, where do you have to start reading the Megillah to be Yaitza Yerchiyah? So one Mandamar says you have to start reading from they all darsh in the pasuks. One Mandamar says is from Balayla Hu. One Mandamar says from the third parak from Haman. rather, the other Mandam says Ramish Yehudi, Gedulas Shel Mordechai. The question is, what is this? The Gedulas Shel Neis? Is it Gedulas Shel Haman? Is it Gedulas Shel Mordechai? Is it Gedulas Shel Hashverosh from the beginning? And they ask, what do you mean? What's going on over here? By Megillas Rus, did anyone ask a question? Listen, the story of Rus is only the last parak when she marries Bayez. So where do you have to? Teretz is, says the Biskarav, that when it comes to Kisvei Kodesh, we lay Megillas Rus because it's the Megillah. Of course, you lay from beginning to end. But the Yontif of Purim and the reading of the Megillah on Purim, the Takana was Pirsumei Nisa, wasn't even yet Kisvei Kodesh. So therefore the question was, where do you have to start Lefarsim as Hanes? So that's the Machlokes. We paskin from the beginning. That's where the Gaon says, obviously the Nes started already from the beginning, and that's how he's Mefarsh the whole Megillah from the beginning. So now, so comes out Lefi Zez, after Rav Revda, the Lechaira, Nevi'im and Ksuvim need Eretz Yisrael. To become Kisvei Kodesh, you need Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, when we say over here, we're being Meshabeach, the Torah that's Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and we ask, what is going into Eretz Yisrael? The Nevi'im and Ksuvim didn't even exist yet. So Teretz number one is existed L'moshe Misinai. It has existed. We just didn't get it yet. But Teretz number two is that even though we haven't gotten it yet, it didn't even exist yet, but now the possibility of Tanakh existing, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim having any Kedusha, now only happens when we went into Eretz Yisrael. So already we're being Mishabeach that idea that it's shayach now to have the shleimus of Tanakh, the potential for the shleimus of Tanakh. Okay, so we have that. Now, Rash, the Gaon says, there's 53 Siddurim in the Torah. Now really, if you count them, there's really 54 Parshias that we have. However, the Gaon says in numerous places that Nitzavim and Vayelech are really one Sedra. They're really one Parsha. At times, we're mechalik it in order that there should be a hefsik between Parshas Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah, depending on the year. Parshas Kisavai is the Taichacha, and you want to read the Taichacha before Rosh Hashanah, but Taisva says we still want a buffer week. We don't mamish want it right before Rosh Hashanah. Just like Bechukaisai is before Shavuos, but there's always Bamidbar as a buffer week. So the same thing. So therefore, Nitzavim Vayelech are really one Sedra. In other words, however, at times we separate it. We think of it the opposite. We think it's two parshias, and at times it's put together, and other times it remains separate. Now that works by other parshias, Matas Masay and Echukas Balak and all those. When it comes to Nitzavim Vayelech, the Gaon is saying the opposite is true. Nitzavim Vayelech is one sedra. And it really makes sense because they're both tiny starim. One's 40 psukim, one's 30 psukim. We don't even have really a parsha. Hazinu perhaps is close to it, right? But we don't have parshas that short, really. So interesting, why are those sedras? The Teretz is the sedra 70 psukim. Amal, we split it into two in order that we should have the buffer week between the Taichacha and Parshas and Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gaon is saying, V'hu na'ul ma'id. So when it comes to Torah Shebiksav on its own, it's null, it's closed. You can't learn it by itself. There's no way to understand it. How are you going to go? It says, V'hayu l'taitafis b'inanecha. You're going to know what taitafis means? It's a closed book, Torah Shebiksav. Then we have Gal na'ul. So Gal na'ul, again, the Lashon of na'ul. So the Gaon says, Hu Nevi'im. That's referring to Nevi'im. Why is Nevi'im called a gal shehu mayan hanaveya? It is a spring that flows. Vezel shamar gulas ilyas vegulas tachtis. We saw Rashi brought that as well, an upper spring and a lower spring. Now this pasuk over here is pasuk in Yeshua.
Usually
a gal is a wave, yeah. Usually a gal is a wave. Here they're everyone darshans it as a mayon kemoi gulas. They bring this pasuk. This pasuk in Yeshua. This is a pasuk that Caleb ben Yefuna asked. He asked for land for his daughter. Yeshua's daughter married Caleb ben Yefuna, if I'm correct here. Kalev's daughter was married to Asniel ben Kenaz, the Gemara in Tmura says. And he gave his daughter to Asniel ben Kenaz, and he gave her He said a lashon over there. Vatoimer, she told his daughter, told him, if you want me to, Asnil Bekanaz was the biggest lamdan in Klal Yisrael. He's the one who brought back the halachas after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Says we forgot 400 halachas, and Yeshua thought Hashem is going to give it to him. Hashem says no, that's it. I gave my Torah already. I can't give it anymore. But Asnil Bekanaz, through his pilpul, was able to bring back those 400 halachas. So she told Kalev. She said, "Tanali bracha, keretz hanegim nisatani." Says you gave me a dry land. It was down in the south. Vinosati li gulyas mayim. So he says, she said, you should give to me a place that has at least a spring in it. It's a dry land there. What's supposed to do with it? At least give me something with a spring. Vayiten laz gulyas ilyos vizgulas tachtis. So the Rashi, the Mitzuta says over there, he gave her a field that had an upper spring and a lower spring. Now the Gemara in Tmura darshins that she was giving his daughter to Asnil ben Kenaz, who was Gulas Ilyas and Gulas Tachtis. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Misha Dar El Yoinim Vitachtoinim. Rashi says, Gulas Mayim, these springs of water, refers to the Torah. This person, Asnil, was Adam Sha Torah Gluyalai. The Torah was revealed to him. He was Dar Bel Yoinim Uvitachtoinim. So he was a person who knew the uppers and the lowers. So the Gain over here is telling us that when we talk about Nevi'im, of being a Mayan Hanaveya, spring that's flowing, see, so he brings this pasuk of Gulas Ilyas v'Gulas Tachtis, and the Gain explains, Shehu Nevi'im Rishayinim v'Achrayinim. Nevi'im are split into two. There's the Nevi'im Rishayinim, and there's the Nevi'im Achrayinim. Now, there's a whole, when you go through the Gemaras to figure out who the Nevi'im Rishayim were and who the Nevi'im Acharayim were, the Gemara in Yuma says Mishemesu Nevi'im Acharayim Nistalka Ruach Hakodesh, and over there Nevi'im Acharayim is referring to Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. The Gemara says, "Mishemesu Nevi'im Harishayim Balu Urim V'Tumim." The Gemara says, "Who's the Nevi'im Harishayim?" So the Gemara says, first Gemara says, "Shlaimai Ad Shmuel David," and Shlaimai, and the end, the Gemara ends up, everyone except for Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, those are called the Achrayim. So the Gantz Shaila, exactly where you call Nevi'im Harishayim, and who's called the Nevi'im Acharayim. So now, when you look in the Gemaras, there's no real indication in Nevi'im Rishayim Acharayim in any difference in the Madregas of Nevuah. It's just what time period it was, earlier compared to later. When was Batlu Ur V'Tumim? When was Batlu Ruach HaKadosh? These were time periods in Klal Yisrael, which Nevi'im were Nifter, and that ended that Tekufa. But the Gain over here seems not to be saying that. Because the Gain is being mechalik and saying one is Gulas Ilyas, one is an upper one, and one's a lower one. Which seems to indicate there's a chilik between the two. There's Al Yainim and Tachtainim. It's not just in time periods, Nevi'im and Rishayim Achrayim. We're splitting them up into two different types of springs. And really the Gain in Mishle says, an interesting lashon, he says, Harishayim ro bas paklaryo hame'ira. He says, the early Nevi'im HaRishayim, they saw with a clarity, and that's why they were called the Rayim. Right? We said this a few times when by Shaul, they went to look for the Asinus. He lost the donkeys over there. So it says over there, because the Fnim B'Yisrael, Koyamar Ha'ish B'lechta Elidrei Shalikim, earlier, in the earlier days, they would say, if we want to go find out what Hashem wants, L'chu V'nelcha Ad HaRoya, let's go to the Roya. Though those days they were calling the Raya. Later on they started calling him a Chayze, someone who sees with Chizayin. So the Gain says, when it's clarity, it's Raya. The later Nevi'im, it wasn't so clear, Bas Baklai Sheinam Ira, Lachen Ksiv Benuvosan Chazayin, Chazayin Yeshaya, Oivadja, Nochum, Hosea, Chavakuk. A Chazayin is like a vision. It's not seeing, it's a vision. It's not as clear. Now we have to clarify, because the question is, the Gemara Yivama says, "Kol Anaviim Nistaklu Bas Paklari Sheinim Meira." All Naviim saw with a lack of clarity, except Moshe Rabbeinu saw with a clarity. So, what's the Gain saying over here? So, we have to make categories here. The Lagain in Yeshaya writes as follows: On Chazoin Yeshaya, Neviim Harishonim Ro Bas Paklaria Hameira Sheba Eina Meira. In other words, Avad Moshe Rabbeinu saw clarity and clarity. Now, in the next level, it was Bas Paklaria She'ena Meira. Of course, it's not that clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu, but there was a Spaklaria Hameira. There was still a clarity in that lack of clarity. In the Eina Meira was also Be'ena Meira. So the guy himself clarified, I'm not going Kenegara Gemara. He was just going in the levels of the Nevi'im themselves, clarity versus non-clarity. Of course, we're in the world of Nevi'im and not in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. What all this means, the Ritva writes in Yevamos, Saidam Amuk V'Niska. What does Paklaria Meira and Me'ena Meira means? Saidam, their secrets are deep, V'yaduim Levali Ha'emes. So we just know that there's an inyan of clarity. We know that the Nevi'im saw in a mashal, that the Chizayin is more of a mashal, they have to interpret it, right? Yeshaya saw a seer, a pot, and all different. A lot of times it was Bederech Mashal. So that is over here. So the guy is saying over here, that's why Nevi'im is called Gal, because there's two types of Galim. There's an upper and a lower Nevi'im, Rishayim Acharonim. And the interesting thing is that he doesn't really say why it's called No'ol. So why is it called No'ol? Because Lamaisa, it may not be as locked up as Torah is, which you can't understand everything. However, still, the Pirush HaMilim of Nevi'im is still hard. The Gemara says that when Yonis ben Uziel wrote the Targum of Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa al arba parsa, 400 parsa, and Abasko went out and said, "Muzeh shegilas sesarai lebnei adam." Who revealed these secrets? That was when he was Metargim Nevi'im, because the Gemara says, "Ika mili demistaman." There are things that are very unclear in Nevi'im as well, and therefore, it's not no'ul ma'oid, like the guy says in Torah, but he doesn't explain. But he says it's null. The pasuk says that it's null. So we have Torah, we have Nevi'im, and then we have Mayan Chosum. And that's a sealed spring. So Zakta Gain Hu Ksuvim. This is referring to Ksuvim. Like Chazal say, by Yonisam and Uziel, Bikish Legalois Targum Shel Ksuvim. He wanted to write the Targum of Ksuvim. Again, when he wrote the Targum of Nevi'im, it says, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. Targum Ksuvim, Yotza Basko V'Amra Dayach. The Gemara Megillah says that Abasko went out and said, enough. Since it has the Kates of Mashiach in there, uvaha Kates Kosuv, and in regards to the Kates, it says, V'atoch hasum hadvarim, seal up your words, Hashem told Daniel in a nevuah. So therefore, Mayan, it's a spring, but chasum, it's sealed up. It's sealed up. So he explains as follows, and this is, I heard the shir from Rebbe B'Sof Yamav. This is getting, as we're going to see, come out the end of his pirish here. He was nifter in the next pasuk, middle of the next, in working on the next pasuk. So I heard this shir from him a few times, and this is really the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, as we just said. So the Gemara, on page Shin Test, he brings down what I'm going to say here. The Gemara Megillah says, Targum Shel Nevi'im was Yonisam and Uziel. Mipi Zechagai Zechariah Malachi. He didn't make it up himself. He had a Messiah from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. What the Targum of Nevi'im is, we said, the Eretz Yisrael shook. He wanted to be Megalis Targum Shel Ksuvim, and the Baskel said enough. So Rabbeinu Chananel says like this, Nevi'im, Yonisam ben Uziel said it, Kimoy Shayim Messiahis, Biyodam Shel Chachamim, Mipi Chagai Zechariah El Malachi. Because it can't be he heard it from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Yonisam ben Uziel was 300 years after Chagai Zechariah Malachi. But there was a Kabbalah, a Mesiris in the Yadam Shel Chachamim. The Mashah's Lashon was Al Yedei Rabbeisav. He had a Mesirah that went all the way back hundreds of years to Chagai Zechariah Malachi. And that's how he was Mefarish. That's the Targum of Yonisam ben Uziel in Nevi'im. Now, so let's talk about the Ksuvim. So L'chaira, you have to say that L'chaira Targum Shel Ksuvim, he also had a Kabbalah from his Rabbi Yisov back to Chagai Zechariah Malachi, and that's why he wanted to write it down. Now, there's one problem here. The problem is that the Gemara in Ksuvim says that one of the Shvuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashbiya Klal Yisrael was Shalai Yigalu HaSaketz. They should not reveal what the ketz is. Rashi says, who should not reveal it? Nevi'im shebeinayim. The Nevi'im who knew the ketz shouldn't say it over. So the question is over here, so Chag and Zechariah and Malachi were the last of the Nevi'im Achrayinim, so how exactly did they give it over to their Talmidim that it went all the way down to Yainus and Menuziel? L'chaira, isn't this a problem of Gilei HaKetz? That's question number one. Now, L'chaira, the Rashi has another question. If you open up a Ksuvim, we have Targum of Ksuvim. We have a Targum of Ksuvim. And the Tanaim had a Targum of Ksuvim. It says by Megillah, there's a targum on the Megillah. So L'chaira, where'd that come from? This is the Rajba's question. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Reb Gamliel HaZokin stood on the steps of Har HaBayis, and he had Sefer Iyuv Targum Lefanov. He had Sefer Iyuv, which is also Ksuvim, he had Targum. So what's going on over here? That's the Rajba's question. So the Ritva answers that one of the Tanoim afterwards, after Yainus Ben Uziel, stood up, and was mitargim the ksuvim, except for Sefer Daniel. And the Taisus Harash also says one teretz echad min atanoim, but he wasn't mitargim Daniel mishum de isbe ketz Mashiach. Where is the ketz Mashiach in ksuvim? It's in Daniel. So Yainus Ben Uziel didn't do anything. Hashem told him not to do anything. It seems, however, one of the Tanoim later, he did do it, except for Sefer Daniel. So now, L'chaira, what's going on? If there was a Basco went out from Shemaim and told Yonatan and Uziel not to do it, so how could a Tana get up later and be Metargimit? And number two is, why is the guy calling it Mayan Chosum, the entire Ksuvim, if really the only problem is Daniel, right? He says, because there's the Kates. L'chaira, the only problem is Daniel. You're going to call the whole Ksuvim Chosum because of Daniel? So there's a whole arichas over here. You go through the psukim in Daniel, where it talks about this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Vato Daniel sosum hadvarim v'chosum ma'sefer adeis keitz yeshoytu rabim v'tir bahadas. Which the Mefarshim explain that Daniel was being told, and the way the guy learns, Daniel was being told that you have to be chosim hadvarim. In other words, in your sefer, make sure it's sealed up and unclear, the kates of Mashiach. I'm telling it to you. In other words, it sounds like Daniel knew the kates, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I want you to be chosum hadvarim. The problem is, in the end of that nevuah, it says over there that Daniel said, Ani shamati v'loy oven. He says, I heard it, but I didn't understand it. So does that mean Daniel did not know the kates? It sounds like he didn't know the kates. So the first pasuk sounds like, Daniel, Hashem told him, you know the kates, just make sure no one else understands it. And the end he says, I heard things, but I didn't know what was going on. V'maskilim yavinu, later on, people who are maskilim could try to figure it out. So the Medrash says, Shnei b'nei adam nigla lema kates. There's two people that the kates was revealed to, and then it was covered over from them. V'chazer v'nischasa b'hem. Yaakov avinu and Daniel. So Yaakov, we know, b'kish legalis is a kates. And then the Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. So the Medrash is saying, it's not the pshat that he wasn't able to, it means he didn't know the kates anymore. It was covered over him. He knew it, and then he didn't know it anymore. Now, the same thing with Daniel. And the question is, why is it taka like that? Why were they megala the kates? And then why was it nischasa mimenu? And Daniel himself was commanded to write down the kates. However, he should write it in a way that no one should understand it. So the Mefarshim say that the reason is because if we would know the kates, and the truth is, if you really go through the Zayir and things like that, the kates is already in the Bria, it was already put in the Zayir Darshan's Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar is Gematria Raz is a secret, this is the secret of the kates, and Hashem hid it away, so on and so forth. Vayikra Elokim La'ar Yoyim, it's only going to be that day at the end. So the kates is here. The kates is here, but Hashem doesn't want us to know about it. He doesn't want us to know about it. And the chayrit's pashat, why? Because the Mefarshim explained, there's a mitzvah, mimechaka b'chol yom sheyava. You have to wait for Mashiach every single day. If people will know the kates, they'll say, it's not coming anyways for another 2,000 years. What am I wasting my time here doing Torah and mitzvahs and things like that? And b'chlal, there's anyways two ideas. As we know, there's a concept of be'ita and achishana. There's a concept that there is a kates that's going, Mashiach has to come by that time. But then there's the concept of Al-Chishena. Hashem says, if you're ready, if you're Zoich, I'll bring it early. So we have to be Mechaka B'chol Yem Sheyavai from both Eifanim. And this is various Midrashim that say this clearly, and the Kliyaka writes this, that by Bikesh Yaakov Legalis HaKeit, on that Pasuk in Vayechi, he says, Beferish, he says, Beferish, that such a thing could cause great damage. The Akeda writes as well. The Balei HaTosfos also ask it. They say, "Kidei shelo yomru poishi Yisrael me'achas sheyarech kol kach haketz oz neilech v'noshuv etzel Esav shu b'shalva." What do we need to be Jews and wandering around and persecuted? We'll all go to Esav's camp. And he's having a great time in this world. Ad sheyovei eis haketz. When the ketz will come, we'll do tshuva then. We'll enjoy ourselves till then. We'll do tshuva then. So therefore, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be megala the ketz, and that's how the mefarshim taka say. Now that works out. Now the question is, why punkt Yaakov and Daniel? So Reb Revda here brings from the Sefer Or Avram that he says from Avram Gurvitz. This is Angazot and Stark. That he wants a taina that there's an onion of mice of a similar bonim. And therefore anything that happens in Tekla Yisrael has to be somewhere in the Ovis. So the Kates had to be Niskala to Yaakov to put it into the system of Maisa Ovis. It's part of a long piece that he has, and that works. But he tries to shoehorn that into Daniel too. Reb Rev is not happy with the way Daniel. What does Daniel have to do with that? Why Daniel need to know the Kates? Like, why was it necessary? It's in the Bria. So Shtikl Tzarchim, why Daniel had to know the Kates. But it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it somehow to be put into Ksuvim, and therefore why Daniel of all people exactly to figure that out, basically. But that's what you can look over there in the Or Avram if you want to see what he wants to tie up. So Lamaisa, we have over here that Daniel knew the Kates and it was covered over him. Now there seems to be a bit of a machlokes in understanding what exactly did Hashem not want from Daniel. So the Gaon seems to learn here clearly, Mayan Chosum is on all of Ksuvim, Shenemer Ve'ato Chasoim. Whole thing should be sealed. That means to say, Yainus and Menuzil, I don't want you to be Metargim any of Ksuvim, because the Kates is in Daniel. If you're going to start being Metargim some of Ksuvim, and people are going to chap that Daniel's not Metargim, they'll go start searching in Daniel. I don't want people searching in Daniel. So Memela, the whole thing is Chosum, and there's no Targum at all on any of Ksuvim. However, it seems that those Tanoim, those Rishonim, like the Rajman, the Ritzvah, and the Tais HaRosh, that said that Echad Min HaTanoim later on wrote the Targum of Ksuvim. Again, they didn't make it up. They also had a Mesoira. So they understood that, no, Yonus HaMenuzil was really only stopped from writing Targum of Daniel. Maybe on his own he decided that he doesn't want to write the whole thing, that no one should be involved. And they felt, no, okay, we'll write Targum Ksuvim. People know it's Daniel. You're not going to find it anyways there, as long as we're not Metargim Daniel. So it seems to be a bit of a machlaikis here in exactly in that Gemara, when Yonis HaMenuzil wasn't allowed to write the Targum, was he not allowed to write the Targum of all of Ksuvim? And then you have Akash, where we have Targum of Ksuvim. So those, you know, Echa Min HaTanoim, that's not a good Teretz. So other Terutzim the Ritzvah gives. But the Teretz that Echa Min HaTanoim wrote it later on, you have to say that they understood that Hashem only wanted Yonis HaMenuzil not to do Daniel. He on his own decided, if I'm not doing Daniel, let me not do the whole thing. And therefore, but they said, no, it's not such a problem. It's not such a problem. How they argued on him, I don't know. But it's not such a problem. As long as we're not Metargim Daniel, we'll be Mekayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted over here. There's marals on this. Rav Brevda brings his maral. He brings from Rav Huttner, which is Shalei Kedarka at all. Rav Huttner and Rav Brevda don't think on the same wavelengths. He told me this a few times. They don't think on the same wavelengths. But over here, he told me, I remember when he was writing this over from the Pachad Yitzchak. He wrote, he used to, Mamish, he didn't know from computers, Rav Brevda, you know what I mean? So if he, Pachad Yitzchak, there were like 20 pages, and he was copying it like word for word from the Pachad Yitzchak, and he wrote very slowly. You could print his handwriting, it was so clear. You could print it as is. There were no cross outs, no mistakes. But he was writing so, I was there once when he was writing over from this. He said, you're not going to imagine, you're not going to believe me when I tell you what I'm writing over right now. I'm writing over Mila Mimila from the Pachad Yitzchak. So there's Pachad Yitzchak goes into this. The point of over here is there's a lot of ray to try to understand why this, what this ksuvim is and what it's chasim. But the guy is saying it's chasim the entire ksuvim. He just brings here, the last thing is when we talk about the kates, there's a lot of stories about the kates. People claim that they know the kates. There's a famous story with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. It seems that they say over a Masaira that the Gain Taka figured out the Kates. From Daniel, he was able to figure out the Kates. Question is, how exactly that happened. So he brings over here that... he brings over here that in Volozhin, there was someone in the time of Reb Chaim Volozhiner who said that he was able to figure out the guidance. It's a guidance Safra Ditznusa, which is on Kabbalah. He was able to figure out from the guidance when the Kates is. So they bring the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. He was once speaking to Reb Chaim Brisker, and he said this story about this Talmud Chacham that came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he told him that he found the Kates. But he said, but the Gain said that anyone who knows the Kates shouldn't be Megalit. So I'm not going to tell anybody. This is what this person told him. So he says that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that he saw from the attitude of the person, the simcha of the person, that there's no way that he actually knew the Kates. He didn't know what the true Kates was. So the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky said that he understood from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim Volozhiner knew what the Kates was from the Gain. And when he saw how happy this guy was, that it's whatever the date was, it's going to be soon or something like that, there was no way. In other words, I know what it is. If you're, from what the way you're saying it, I see that you can't really know what it is. But Lemaisa, the last thing, there's a lot of different stories with different people. They say the people who know don't say, and the people who say don't know. You know, that's the zog they say on this. So anyone who comes along and says that they say it, and they say it's mamish, you know, that you don't... You don't believe them. But Rav Rebbe told me that, and he brings it over here, a letter that he saw, the Ksav Yad of this letter, that the Leshem, Rav Yasha's grandfather, wrote to a relative of his in London. It was in the year Tuf Reish Ayin Dalid. So Tuf Reish Ayin Dalid is... 674. Ayin Dalit is 26 years from 1914. So at that time, there was up to Yediyah, someone from coming from Eretz Yisrael, the Mashiach's coming that year, someone figured out some type of thing. So the Leshem wrote a letter to to his relative, and he said like this, I'll tell you, and this is a very important thing, he says, my emuna in all of these things is, that all the simanim and everything that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, heim lo yaschilu v'lo yagiu ayidei yediyas eze ish prati. It's not going to be meforsam through one individual or even a few individuals. Elishi yisbarsim yediyosim bepesa pisay mechol olam kulay. The entire world in an instant is all going to know it. V'chein yisamsu emunosam gam kein lechol olam. And it's going to be so clear how true it is in a moment. There's no, you have to prove it. You have to know hack. There's no hack. It's not going to be mikvah hack. It's going to be real. V'lo yipol shum sofek al amitosim b'leiv shum echad. No one's going to have a sofek that it's true. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until the gula comes. This is Leshem was a mekubal also from the Talmidei back and forth Talmidei Hagra. So anything you hear, somebody had a dream, someone this, someone that, says the Leshem, I don't pay any attention to it, because when it's going to happen, we're all going to know about it. We're all going to know about it, and it's going to be 100% clear. But it's clear from the Gemaras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tipach Atzmaisav, from the people who try to figure out the Kates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. That's not what we're here for. We have to be Achakeloi B'chol Yom Sheyovah. Mashiach will come at any single time, and our job is to do tshuva every single day and try to bring Mashiach. So that is here, how the guy learns this pasuk negeya to Tanakh, and we'll Bez Hashem continue next week.